From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR.
Ask WWCR is a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR,
International Shortwave Station, in Nashville, Tennessee, the United States of America,
as well as topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. Ask WWCR is hosted by WWCR's frequency manager, Dr. Jerry Plummer,
and WWCR's operation manager, Brady Murray. Now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR. This is program number 357, which is intended for broadcast February 4th through February 17th, 2012. Mm-hmm. And as always, I'm Brady Murray, joined here in the studio by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, how you doing this time
around?
It's
good, man. I was thinking 357. That's what Roberto Clemente batted last year he was alive. He got his 3,000th hit on the last day of the season and died that winter flying a bunch of relief stuff in an airplane to his native Dominican Republic.
Wow.
And that's just kind of interesting, you know.
That is interesting. 357.
357, yeah.
All right.
3,000th hit, too. That's what did
3,000th hit.
Yeah, last one.
So February 4th through 17th.
Right.
And you're moving into a pretty busy travel schedule after that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a little bit next time around about the SWL Fest.
Right.
Because that's kind of going to come around about the next
show
358.
It will, because that's like the 1st through the 4th of March, I think. We can talk about it more next time.
And you're going to be going to that, but
yeah.
We just wanted to let listeners know that there is a gathering of shortwave listeners.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
It's in the Philadelphia area,
sure.
Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure is, yeah. Not far from the airport, actually.
So if you're in that part of the world and you're a shortwave mm-hmm. listener, if this is news to you,
SWLFest.com.
Is that right?
SWLFest.com. I've never been to one. This is their 25th that they've had. And I've followed them and read about them all through the years, and this will be the first time I've ever been. I'm looking forward to it, man. I really
And not am. Only going, but I think you're...
I'm the guest speaker.
Guest speaker. They're in for a treat.
Oh,
right?
Maybe.
We got a few letters that we were going to read
on
357.
Sure.
And I got a couple that are kind of short and sweet. Both forwarded to me by Alan Gray,
our blues man
here at Tractor Man, Blues Man.
Yeah, you name it. Yeah, that's right.
Does anything, does it well, too.
He knows some blues for real.
He does, and listeners agree with that. And this is a two-parter, but it's very short.
Yeah.
One of two says, solid reception, as most always here in West Texas on WWCR's 9350.
That's a good frequency.
He says, last radio playing groovy tunes, an interview with Mr. Starsky. And then the second part, he says, I've tweeted about the broadcast and gives an address for that.
Wow, that's cool.
So
that's 9350.
9350.
West Texas.
Coming in strong in West Texas.
I like that blue
And, you know, show. He just feeds me one of these every so often, but I think Alan...
I think he gets
think
more
he
gets than
some
that.
Fan
yeah.
mail.
If you Google, you're going to see that he pops up, his show pops up on the internet like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we all want to make sure that we Google before March the 1st, because after that they're going to start... You know, recording all your information. That's a whole different issue.
Sounds like something maybe we talk about some other time.
Oh yeah, it's funky. It is. You know, along with the I guess is it three different programs that we do in house. We do SWWCR.
Yes.
We do Alan's Blues Show,
mm-hmm.
and then we also do Worldwide Country.
Right.
And I think that's primarily Dave. I think Greg every now and then does one.
Primarily
right?
hosted by Dave,
the Diamond,
who a lot of times does that live. Local time, 4 a.m.
Sure
Central.
Does. Sure does.
Dave rolls into work usually about 2 o'clock in the morning.
You believe that?
And gets all set up, and by 4 o'clock, he's ready to go. He's got things queued up.
His shift starts at 6, so he wants to get in a little bit early so he can have it together, like 2
right.
o'clock, 4 hours early. And he does, man. Hey, listen, though, I never hear you complain about that because it's always good to have somebody coming in early overnight like that.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, I got a couple here, too, that relate to Dave's program. And the first one's out of Oklahoma City and says, I just listened to Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs on 7465 coming in with just a little bit of selective fading. He says that, but yesterday morning, he says, you were over S9 with perfect hi-fi audio. Keep up the good work. That's Mike. That's, like I say, in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City. Did you give the UT time on that?
Let's see. Unfortunately not. He doesn't have it on there.
Man, that's a shame.
And we run it
7465
could be the one.
A couple of times.
It could be morning or night. It sure could. It sure could. That's right, because we use that.
I guess if listeners send in reports, please let
us
know the
time. Yeah,
time, frequency, location.
Oh, yeah, maybe
details about your receiver.
Your receiver.
Antenna,
yeah, because here we
dogs,
use
cats, you know, whatever.
Any of that stuff, right?
But
kind of like Fred Osterman. You ever been to Universal Radio site?
Yes.
Got pictures of all the kitties on there, you know?
Yes.
Well, geez, you go to my site and there's pictures of my dogs.
Cats, dogs, cars.
I know. Okay, here's another one that John wrote us, and he's in Acapulco, Guerrero, Mexico, on a Sony ICF 4600 portable. He says, thanks for the great hour of classic country music yesterday. I was listening on 4840 from 6 to 7. That would be probably Pacific time, 6 to 7 a.m.
Acapulco?
Acapulco.
So. I bet so.
In the morning, early in the morning. He says, I really love the old songs because I'm really old myself.
That's honesty.
That's okay. That's honest, yeah. He says, like Vaughn Monroe's Ghost Riders in the Sky, the Yodeler songs, Lay Your Head on My Pillow, Please Help Me, I'm Falling in Love, In the Jailhouse Now. Again, he says, I'm listening in Acapulco, Guerrero, Mexico on a Sony ICF 4600. Keep those old melodies coming. That's cool, don't
yes,
you think?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Lester Flatt, there's a bunch of stuff on
man,
the show.
Man, he plays some old stuff, man.
T-shirt, yeah. Oldies and goodies.
You remember?
I know it's not necessarily your kind of thing.
Well, it's okay, though. You remember Ultridge Chip? You know, we sent him a couple of that. We dressed up for him because Ultridge, the chairman of the HFCC, said that when he was a young guy back in the 40s, or 50s maybe, said he used to listen to, on shortwave, used to listen. That's how he learned about country music.
Mm-hmm.
And remember we had Chris make him up a couple of special ones on
yes.
CD and sent over there? When I saw him in Ultridge and the last HFCC, he thanked me again for everybody at WWCR putting that together. He said he still listens to those things.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is.
I think that was copies of shows. Or no, he did put together, I think, some special shows for
I think
him.
He did, but I think a couple of them was just straight like you recording. Say, 4 o'clock in the morning, Central. Dave is right there hammering away.
He's ready to go.
he's already got his peanut butter out. You know, and,
yeah. Getting charged up off that Pepsi-Cola.
Yeah. That's good. So that's two each that
yes.
Are indicative of our country show and our blues show.
And then I've got another that I'm going to stumble over pretty badly. But
why is it like in a different language or something?
Well, it's written in English, but it comes from Raul,
mm-hmm.
who's in Quebec,
okay.
Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to play a little audio that he sent along with this
oh,
as
good,
well.
Good.
But he says, greetings from Canada, friends of WWCR. Today I'm doing a band scan to see what is the broadcasting's impact of Solar Storm in some radio stations,
mm-hmm.
and to many stations I can't tune in, but you can check the link below as a little video that I made when I was listening to WWCR this morning,
right?
The Power Hour program. He says you can see the strong and clear signal, and he'd like to get a QSL card from WWCR. He says, thanks, I'd be very grateful. And so
is that on
we clicked on that link,
13845.
And he is definitely listening to the Power Hour.
Oh, yeah.
And the audio is so,
man,
I so clear.
It looks like FM stereo, man.
It
really
does
when you look at it in audition, you know.
Well,
let's see what the listeners think about it.
All right.
Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being a part of a growing group of people who say we're not satisfied with the way things are and we want to change them. Not only that, we are changing them.
Man, that was really clear. And I'm not saying that just because, you know, it's us. But you look at it in an audition. If anybody wants to record this, ask WWCR and listen to it in Audacity or Audition, you're going to see that it looks good. You didn't mess with it at all. You didn't EQ it. Nothing.
No,
that's just
not at all.
What you see is what you
that
get.
That was a link sent to me in an email, and we just played it right
man,
out of my email. On
we
the
like
air.
Those. We like
and
those.
And some of the pops and such that you heard were just us fumbling around because the microphone was open.
Sure was. But,
you know, there are a lot of listeners who say, yeah, 13845 is that clear for me all the time.
Been around a long long time. It really has. And that's proof positive. And Quebec, that's a pretty good distance away.
Yes. That's Raoul.
He
said, and I omitted this at first, he's using a Dejin 1103, and he's using a dipole antenna.
That Dejin is kind of like the little yacht boys we got, you know? I think it's an 1103. Ours, you know, those little ones of ours, I was going to tell you when I was over in Kuala Lumpur, I took our little Dejins that you and I have got, you know, and I didn't hear anything we had over there, quite honestly. But you really shouldn't expect to hear much
pretty
from
long,
us, you know.
Pretty long stretch.
But boy, oh boy, was the bands hopping with shortwave activity over there. I will say that. I mean,
much of anything in English?
Not much, but there was some. As you may suspect, over in that neck of the woods, Radio China International is just peppered all over there. You know, but I didn't get us, you know. And in all honesty, you know, that shows that we're trying to be transparent. I'm not going to come in here and, like some people say, oh, yeah, I picked up every frequency, you know, just clear, you know.
Right.
I didn't pick it up.
But you also had a little handheld radio with a
I didn't have an
antenna
or anything like that. And I was really, in most cases, around a lot of RF. So, in all honesty, if I'd got out in the middle of nowhere in Malaysia, it's possible we could have picked us up.
Right.
But just being honest, no, I didn't hear us. But
where is the next HFCC? Do you know that yet?
Paris, France. Jeff is putting it
should
together.
Should be pretty good reception of WWCR there.
Oh, yeah. We should be able to pick up everything we got over there, with the exception maybe of 3215. I've never had much luck with 3215, you know, outside the U.S. And now in March, on those three trips I got to take, Philadelphia, New Orleans, and Phoenix, I bet I can pick up everything we got pretty much on all three of those. You know, that'll be kind of interesting. Hey, could you tell everybody about this frequency testing that's been going on?
Yes, we are doing testing for a two-hour stretch, Mondays through Fridays, on 11580 on transmitter number 4, and I'm looking over here to cheat just a little bit. That's 1500 to 1700 UT.
1700 UT.
15 to 17 UT, weekdays only right now.
11.580.
And you can also send your email reception report to 11580@wwcr.com.
Sure can.
We'd like to have them.
Any of the frequencies we have, you can make it that frequency at wwcr.com, and it'll get to us. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm going to listen to it this afternoon. I think you said Phil
can't listen to it this afternoon.
Oh, it won't be on this afternoon?
No, only in the mornings.
Oh, 11580. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
11580, and it weekdays only. Right.
Okay,
now.
So I'll catch it Monday. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But I think Phil said that he had got good response through
he was
global
doing well.
Tuners.
He was
or
using
like
global
that.
Tuners and getting all kinds of European coverage, Western U.S. coverage, and Belgium. I think was another receiver that he was having good
luck. We were concerned about it hitting into Europe, but it sounds like it's going to. It sounds like it might hit in there. That's good. 11.580.
11.580. Our first 11, and everything seems to be doing well
it
with our transmitter.
Yeah. You know, we've never done 11s before, and we all kind of wondered, you and I and Phil, why not? Why didn't we? I guess we can talk about
that. We're working
later,
on it right now.
Yeah.
That's all the time we got for this show. Next time we'll talk a little bit more about SWL Fest.
Sure. Sounds good to me. That'd
see
be 358, right?
358.
All right.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated.
If there are questions you would like to have answered on the show, please send them to WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA.
You can always send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com.
That's askwwcr@wwcr.com.
No attachments, please.
Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.
Yeah.